laser pens. They can be a scourge, and particularly a scourge in the vicinity of an international or any airport. Belfast International Airport has described laser pen attacks on aircraft carrying hundreds of passengers as irresponsible and a potential threat to life. Let me speak to the managing director who's with us, Graham Keddy. Graham, good morning.
Morning, Frank.
Is this something new in the vicinity of the airport where people are pointing these laser pens at incoming aircraft?
It's not something new, Frank, but we've just had a spate of them in the last 10 to 12 days. In fact, we had 5 incidents in 8 days. It's just absolutely crazy. These people have no idea what they're doing. They can damage the eyesight of the pilots. They can cause all kinds of issues on approach. And it's irresponsible. It's also criminal.
You need to be slightly mad to do it because, you know, what are they hoping for? Are they hoping that they might see a plane crash?
I suspect they think it's fun. Let's shine a laser up into the sky as an aircraft goes over. It requires education to tell people this is stupid and illegal. In fact, we ran a campaign several years ago amongst the local schools in our area, and we did see laser attacks fall off. We always see laser attacks go up when the weather improves, particularly in the summer. But it's just to get the message out there. This is a dangerous so-called sport or fun playtime event. It is not fun. It is not playtime. It is completely stupid and irresponsible.
Where do they get these laser pens from?
They buy them overseas. They're bought online. And, you know, there's laser pens available which are very weak, but some of these ones are quite powerful. And it's surprising what you can buy online.
How far away from the airport are the people positioning themselves to direct them towards the aircraft?
Well, you know, of the 5 incidents, you know, they were in the Glengormley, Newton Abbey and Jordanstown areas. So you're up to 8-9 miles away, but the aircraft are at maybe 10,000 feet.
And
lower.
Yeah, would they see the actual beam touch the aircraft?
Yes.
They would see that?
They'd see the beam
strong.
Hitting the aircraft, etc. That's why it's being picked up by the pilots and reported to our air traffic control, who then report it to the police. And the PSNI are responding as quickly as they can to these incidents.
And is this
but we need people to report them.
Is this primarily in the dark that they're doing it?
Well, it's primarily in twilight, so they can spot the aircraft. And these laser pens are being used at sort of around about 8, 9, 10 at night.
And what have your pilots been saying to you?
I think it's just a level of frustration of why this has started off again. They are obviously reporting this and making sure that we follow up with the PSNI and get the message out there. It's criminal and dangerous to do so. I mean, BALPA and the CAA, the Pilots Union and the Civil Aviation Authority have been trying to drive this message home that it is dangerous, it shouldn't happen, and it is a criminal offence.
Has there ever been an example of an aircraft of any type coming down as a result of a laser beam?
Not yet, but there was one very recently where a pilot had his retina damaged and the aircraft had to return to Heathrow after a laser attack. That was several years ago. The industry's put a lot of effort in to try and educate people, but again, this education has to continue to make sure that people realise it is dangerous, and it's dangerous to the pilots.
There can't be that many people who have laser pens that are strong enough to shine towards an aeroplane at 10,000 feet. Is that what you're saying, 10,000?
Some are lower, yeah. Those pens are being targeted at the aircraft, and it's particularly dangerous for the pilots, particularly for eyesight. It could distract them, particularly if they're lower down and they're on approach, and it's just the sort of thing that should not happen.
So parents may be listening who know their sons or daughters have this kit and are thinking they're using it just for pleasure purposes out in the back garden. They really should be talking to them, because if they're not speaking to them, the next person having the chat could be a police officer.
Yes, it could be.
Yeah, and let's hope that they stop it, because it's the last thing you want is anything to happen that could lead to injury or worse as a result of an aircraft being compromised on its way into either of our airports.
It is very dangerous, and it should not happen. It's as simple as that, Frank. It is criminal.
Graham, thank you very much for highlighting it with us. Graham Keddy, the Managing Director at Belfast International Airport. And if you know people who think that's funny, have a word with them. It's eejitry, if there is such a word. If there isn't, there should be.